Act 2.
Page 76.
Well, down the hatch.
They all clink glasses. Bobalo prepares himself. They're just about to drink when from the archway we hear,
"Hello?"
"Oh no, it's Lady Carp again."
"Quick!"
They all turn and dump the contents of their drinks into the punch and set their glasses down.
"She's come back for Le Plouf."
"What? Why?"
"She wants to arrest him for being a communist."
"Communist?"
Al and Shirley spit in unison.
"So if she asks if you've seen any French chefs around here..."
"It's all right, Plunkett, we know what to do."
Veronica enters upstage. Al hides the bottle behind his back.
"Ah, Mr. Bubbalo."
"Yes?"
"Bubbalo?"
"Oh, I'm sorry, did you say Bubbalo? I thought you said Bubbaloni."
"Bubbaloni? You said your name was Plunkett."
"Plunkett Bubbaloni, actually, but the Bubbaloni's silent."
Al and Shirley look to one another.
"Plunkett Bubbaloni?"
"Yes, I'm Irish-Italian."
"But aren't you the owner of this establishment?"
"Who, me? Oh, no. That would be Mr. Bubbalo."
"Well, I need to speak with him."
"I'm afraid he's indisposed."
"Yeah, that's right. He decided to take the day off for his health."
"Is there something I can help you with, Miss Snook?"
"Well, Mr.
Plunkett."
Whispering the second part of the name very quickly off the side of his mouth.
"Bubbaloni. But please, call me Frank."
"All right, Frank. Has your chef Le Plouf shown up yet?"
"With the gangsters?"
No, he hasn't. In fact, he's not coming."
That's right. Sorry, Miss Snook. No French chefs here."
Frank enters from the kitchen, now wearing an apron and chef's hat, carrying a bowl of fruit he crosses to Bubbalo. And seeing the gangsters, he immediately assumes his French accent.
"Excusez-moi, Monsieur Plunkett. Where shall I put the fruit bowl?"
"Aha! No chefs here, eh?"
Crossing to Frank, taking the fruit bowl from him.
"I'll take that, merci beaucoup."
She puts it on the bar.
"François Le Plouf, you're under arrest for subversive activities."
"Subversive activities?"
"That's right, you lousy Bolshevik."
"Bolshevik?"
"You thought you'd given me the slip, eh? Well, you're not getting away from me this time."
Veronica takes up her handcuffs and slaps them on Frank.
"Please, Miss Snook, you can't take him away."
"Not another word out of you, Mr. Plunkett Bubbaloni, or I'll take you for harboring a fugitive."
Bubbalo shrinks back.
"Wait till my supervisor finds out about this. Now he'll have to give me that promotion."
Honey, in her yashmak, races in from the kitchen carrying a smoking saucepan.
"Frank!
She sees Frank's handcuffs. She lets out a scream, points at his handcuffs. She turns around and comes very close to Al. She lets out an even louder scream.
"What's she screaming about?"
Bubbalo taking the pot away from her.
"Oh, she's not screaming. She's praying to Allah."
"Al who?"
"Allah in Mecca. Something to do with her religion."
Looking at Honey curiously.
"Oh, yeah?"
"Yes."
Honey getting the message drops to her niece begins wailing like a banshee.
"And who might this be?"
"Oh, I'm sorry. This is Fatima, our sous chef."
"Indeed. So you're a Muslim, are you?"
"Sufi, actually. I'm afraid she doesn't speak any English."
"I see. Where's she from?"
"Saskatchewan."
"Oh, of course she is. Excuse me, if you're from Saskatchewan, I want to see a birth certificate."
"Huh?"
"Birth certificate."
Gesturing as if playing charades.
"I want to see your papers."
Honey, I'm deliberately misinterpreting, starts to unbutton her top.
"No! Papers!"
Honey stares incomprehensibly.
"Allow me."
To Honey, gesturing towards the archway.
"Nuhu, Upskar, Inkit, Korn, Paparos."
Honey stares at him.
"What did you just say?"
"I think he just said, go upstairs and get your papers."
"That's right."
"Ah, it will go and get them."
"Al, please with yourself."
"Hey, I understood that too. She said she's gonna go and get him. I think I'm getting the hang of this language."
Bubbalo ushering her towards the archway.
"Run along now, Fatima."
"Koki doki."
Honey exits through the archway.
"And her papers had better be in order, or I'm gonna deport her along with you."
Quite suspicious, turning to Al and Shirley.
"Now, what about you two? Where are you from? I suppose you're gonna tell me that you're just a couple of Jehovah's Witnesses."
No, not us. We never witnessed nothing.
"We was out of town."
"I'm sorry, what did you say your name was?"
Al and Shirley look at Bubbalo.
"Oh, this is Mr. Humphrey, the pastry chef. And this here is Mr. Dumfries."
The bus boy.
"They're Canadian, both of them."
Canadian, eh?
That's right, eh?
Alrighty then. If you're Canadian, you should be able to tell me the name of our Prime Minister.
Prime Minister? I thought you guys had a king.
That's right, we did. Mackenzie King. He was our last Prime Minister, but...
Oh, right, Mr. Flunked Baloney or whatever the hell your name is.
Crossing the phone.
I think I've heard enough of this.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm calling our local office for reinforcements. This place is clearly full of illegals, and I'm going to need some help rounding them up.
You can't do that.
Dialing.
Oh, yes, I can. You ought to be ashamed of yourselves. There's a depression going on, you know. Don't you realize these undesirables are taking food out of the mouths of good, honest Canadians?
Miss Snook, please. This isn't what it looks like. You can take Humphreys and Dumfries away. They're not undesirables.
Look them up and down.
Well, not in that sense.
I told you to be quiet. One more word and I'll take you and your cohorts and lock them up in my paddy wagon.
At the mention of the paddy wagon, Alan Shirley turned to Veronica.
Yeah, that's what we use for transporting illegals.
With a side piece, Lance Shirley crossing to Veronica.
Is that so? Okay, Miss Schnick. I'm gonna level with you. Me and Humpty here ain't Canadians. But you knew that right away, didn't you?
It was pretty obvious, I'm afraid. So, where are you from?
We're Americans.
Americans? Well, why didn't you just say so?
Well, the point is, the only illegals in this place are Frenchie here and that fatso woman. They're the ones you want to lock up.
We've
been telling Mr. Bubble for a long time that he shouldn't be hiring foreigners, but he wouldn't pay no attention.
Al takes the phone from her and replaces the receiver.
Listen, Miss Schnook, you don't need no backup. You call in reinforcements and you know what's going to happen. They're going to come in here and take over. Those no good nicks are going to get all the credit for your hard work, and you will be left out in the cold. Anyways, a smart cookie like you should be able to handle a situation like this single-handed.
Oh, do you really think so?
Absolutely. If I was you, I'd get upstairs right away. That fatso woman ain't gonna hang around now that she knows you're on to her. She's probably up there packing her bags as we speak.
Oh, you're right. I'd better get up there.
She unlocks one of Frank's handcuffs, tossed him to the rail alongside the bar.
There, this ought to keep you safe till I get back. Thanks for the tip, Mr. Dumpty. It's nice to know we can count on our American cousins for a helping hand.
It's the least I can do.
She smiles and exits through the archway. Al waves at her.
Page 98.
Now, I get my hooch and get even with that pink bubble all at the same time.
Good for you. Well, we'd better get moving before he wakes up.
Right.
Al and Bubble exit into the basement. Veronica heads through the archway, looking extremely disheveled. Her hair is down, her dress is in tatters, her stockings are torn, and she's minus a heel on one shoe.
Oh, excuse me.
No. Hello? Who are you?
Thank God. A policeman. You've got to help me, Constable. I've just been upstairs in the lavatory for the last hour.
An hour, eh? You don't need a policeman. You need a doctor.
No, no. You don't understand. I was locked in there against my will. Mr. Humpty knocked me up on the head and then stuffed me in there. When I came to, I managed to pry open the window and crawl out to the fire escape. I nearly broke my ankle going down those stairs.
Effie fumbling for his notebook and pencil.
Sounds serious. I'd better file a report. Could I get your name?
Veronica Snook. I'm with the immigration branch.
How do you do, Miss Snook? I apologize for not standing, but I'm feeling a little woozy just now.
Oh, you and me both.
Well, don't worry, Miss Snook. I'll take care of everything.
Offering his hand, missing hers a couple of times before finally grasping it and shaking hands.
I'm Hamilton Xavier Effie. Crown Mount Royal... I'm a Mountie!
Looking at her a little more closely.
You really look like you've been through the ringer.
Please excuse my appearance. I tore my dress climbing out the window.
She tries to cover the holes in her dress with her hands.
Don't give it another thought. I think you look delightful.
You do?
Please have a seat. Help yourself to a glass of this fruit punch. It's good stuff. It'll perk you right up.
Really?
Sure, it worked for me.
Falls off chair and onto his backside.
Whoops, pardon me.
Curls back onto chair. Veronica pouring herself a glass and offering him some.
Well, if you say so. Here, may I top you up?
Holding out his glass.
Thank you. So what's an attractive woman like you doing in a dreary place like immigration? I would have pegged you for a movie star.
Oh, go on. You're just saying that.
I mean it.
Veronica drinks her punch and reacts to it. Meanwhile, Al appears at the basement door, sees Effie and Veronica, and retreats slightly and eavesdrops on following.
Wow! That stuff's really got a kick to it, hasn't it?
Effie, pour me another glass.
Here, have some more.
Thanks.
Now, do you mind if I just call you Noni?
No, not at all. I've always wanted someone to call me that.
So you didn't answer my question. What's a beautiful girl like you doing working for the government?
Beautiful. Oh, go on. I'm not beautiful.
You are too, and don't let anyone tell you any different.
Why, thank you, Constable. Well, the truth is I never expected to make a career of government work. I always just thought I'd be married and settled down by now. I guess I never found Mr. Wright.
Oh, Noni, don't say that's so sad.
Isn't it? I get so dreadfully lonely sometimes. I mean, my work keeps me busy and all, but I'd give it up in an instant if only I could find the right man.
Would you really?
Oh, yes. And it's not as though I'm asking for that much. I mean, I'm not looking for Clark Gable or anything. All I want is someone who really appreciates me for who I am.
Huh?
Al quickly disappears, closing the basement door. Veronica turns to see what the noise was about.
What was that?
She shrugs, turns back to Effie.
Anyway, I'm awfully sorry. I shouldn't be boring you with all of this, Constable.
Not at all. I'm enjoying it. Please call me Hammy.
Thank you, Hammy. Here, let me pour you another glass of punch.
Having difficulty staying awake, she stands and refills both their glasses.
Well, here's to new friends.
Effie waving his glass about unsteadily.
To new friends.
They clink glasses, drink. Effie sets his glass down. She turns away to do likewise as Effie begins to keel over. She turns back as Effie falls face first into her bosom.
Constable Effing! What are you doing?
Effie lifting his head momentarily to look at her.
Oh, darling, it's been so long.
Hold on, we're looking again.
It certainly has. Oh, what the hell? You only live once.
Yelling her drink, throwing her arms out in submission.
Take me, Hammy! I'm all yours!
She wraps her arms around him. We hear Effie snoring loudly.
Constable? Constable Effing? Hammy?
She shakes him. He snores on. He is holding onto her dress. And as she pushes him back into his chair and steps away, her dress comes off in Effie's hands. He wraps it under his chin like a blanket she's left in her slip. She looks around to check if anyone can see her.
Oh my god!
Tugging at her dress.
Hammy, please! I need my dress!
She tugs at it again. He pushes her away, turns on his side, and hugs the dress together. The basement door opens. Veronica looks down at herself, panics, looks around, sees the closet door, and exits into it.
Page 109.
Oh my goodness! I've got to get changed! Now, where did I leave that jacket?
I think it's in the closet.
He crosses to the closet door as Al and Shirley enter from the kitchen. He opens the door. Veronica steps out, dressed only in her slip, with a chef's hat on her head. Al whistles, and everyone stares.
Miss Snook!
Nice hat.
What were you doing in there?
Please, I can explain.
I can hardly wait.
Suddenly, Effie stirs. Everyone turns to him. Effie opening his eyes, looking around.
What's going on? Oh, my head.
Same Bubbalo.
Bubbalo! There you are. You're coming with me, mister.
Wait! Just a minute!
Effie turns to Veronica.
Who are you?
Who am I? Hammy, it's me, Noni. Don't you remember?
Sorry, I don't think we've met.
What are you talking about? You're holding my dress!
Effie looks down, sees the dress, looks at the others who are all staring at him. He screams, drops the dress as if it just burned his hand.
Where did that come from?
You tore it off of me!
He did?
I did nothing of the kind. I've never met this woman before in my life.
Oh, yes, you have. I seen the whole thing. I was right behind that door. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. A man in your position taking advantage of a woman in distress.
Shirley, with a look at the dress.
She ain't that dress no more.
Yes, Constable. What would your wife say?
Wife? You're married?
Oh my God, Mildred. I don't understand how this could have happened. It must have been the bump on the head I got when I went down the chute.
Sure. Pull the other one. Do you think they're going to buy a story like that down at headquarters?
Please, if my superintendent finds out about this, I'll lose my promotion. He'll ship me off to an Nunavik.
Nunavik? Gee, that sounds painful.
Tell you what, Effie. We'll make you a deal. You forget everything that's happened here today.
I can't do that. There's been a murder here.
A murder?
That's right. A fellow by the name of Mickey McCall.
But he's not dead, Constable.
Boy, you folks are really something. When you come up with a story, you stick to it.
What do you mean he's not dead?
Mickey enters from the archway.
Excuse me.
Mickey!
Holy mother of...
I don't believe it.
Mickey!
Ushering him in.
Come on in. How nice of you to drop by.
Thank you. I'm sorry, have we met?
Constable Effing, may I present Mickey McCall.
Pleased to meet you, Mr. McCall.
Beg your pardon.
He's very bad with names.
Can anyone tell me how to get to Niagara Falls?
Here, sit down, Mickey. You've had a hard day. Have some punch.
Honey pours a glass, hands it to Mickey.
So, as you can see, Constable, the rumors of Mickey McCall's murder have been greatly exaggerated.
Perhaps so.
Pointing to the basement.
But you're still not in the clear. What about all that contraband?
What about my dress?
Oh, yes, sir.
So, as I was saying, Constable, you just forget the whole thing, then we'll do the same. What do you say?
Effing looks at Veronica, looks at Al.
All right, it's a deal.
Al and Effing shake. Effing hands Veronica what's left of her dress.
Miss Schnook, if I did anything I should apologize for, well, I apologize.
Thank you, Constable.
Give our regards to Mildred.
Thank you. Well, I'll take my leave then. Good evening.
Thanks for coming to my rescue, Mr. Dumpty. That was very chivalrous of you.
Only too happy to be of service to you, Miss Schnook. Hey, did you hear that, Shoyle? I'm shiverless.
That was some negotiation. Thanks, Mr. Fagetti.
Hey, call me Noodles.
As they shake.
Sure, Noodles.
Noodles? You mean your Noodle Spaghetti?
Only to my very close friends.
I can't believe it. Noodle Spaghetti the gangster? Gee, I've never met anybody famous before.
Oh, I ain't so special.
Nonsense! I read all about you in Life magazine.
Well, you can't believe everything you read. My life ain't all it's cracked up to be. I mean, sometimes it can get awful lonely at the top, you know?
Oh, I do know.
I swear, I'd give it all up in a second if I could just find the right woman. Someone who appreciates me for who I am.
I know exactly what you mean.
Say, you ever been to Chicago?
No, but I've always wanted to go.
Well, we're heading there in about 20 minutes. How would you like a guided tour?
You mean you'd take me with you?
Might as well. I'm taking your paddy wagon.
Oh.
All right, everybody. We've got a restaurant to open here. Noodles, why don't you and Shirley get those boxes out of here?
Mickey's across to the gramophone, cranking it up. Al smiling and taking Veronica's hand.
Sure, boss.
Al, Shirley, and Veronica exit.